This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Monday, October 21st. God's word for you today is Access Granted. Our scripture reading is taken from Exodus chapter 28, verse 35. And it says, Aaron will wear this robe whenever he ministers before the Lord, and the bells will tinkle as he goes in and out of the Lord's presence in the holy place. If he wears it, he will not die. We need to understand the protocols of the presence of God that existed before the cross so that we can better appreciate what Jesus did for us on the cross. Yesterday, we said that in the protocol of worship, there was the outer court that everybody could access, the inner court that only the priests could access, and the Holy of Holies that only the high priest could access. When people want to access God's presence, they stayed in the outer court with all their sacrifices. Then the priest will go into the holy place, and then the high priest will go into the Holy of Holies. Not everybody was allowed into the Holy of Holies. In fact, when the high priest goes into the Holy of Holies, they will tie a rope to his heels. The rope had a bell attached to it. If he stays too long in the Holy of Holies, they will pull the rope to check if he was still alive. And if he pulls the rope back, they will know he is still alive. Why? It is because the Holy of Holies was such a dreadful place, if you will. Many high priests went in and they died in there, perhaps of one speck of sin. But when Jesus came, he took care of sin once and for all. And because sin was taken care of once and for all, the veil tore from top to bottom. Not everybody has access to the Holy of Holies. Everybody has access to the presence of the Highest. We can now come boldly to the throne of grace so that we can obtain mercy and find grace to help us in our time of need. We can come and we can have consistent access to the presence of the living God. And in His presence, the mountains melt like wax. In His presence, chains are broken and destroyed. In His presence, gates shatter and are opened. In His presence, there is no limitation. In His presence, there is no barrier. Therefore, I speak over you that you will grow, and as you grow, the yokes will be completely destroyed in the name of Jesus. You will get help in Jesus' name. Wherever and whenever you need help, you will find help in Jesus' name. And as the word of God says in 2 Kings chapter 2, verse 21, then he went out to the spring that supplied the town with water and threw the salt into it. And he said, this is what the Lord says, I have purified this water. It will no longer cause death or infertility. The water of your life is healed in the name of Jesus. It will no longer cause death or infertility in the name of Jesus. Many people are being healed. God's presence will be tangible in your life in the mighty name of Jesus. Do you want access to God's presence? Why don't you cry out to God and make Jesus Lord in your life? Let us pray. Father, I thank you because every barrier to my greatness is broken. I go forward and make progress. My upward movement will be consistent in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.